This is Mimi and
Gracie,
and you're listening to All the Geets, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So I'm pretty excited about our theme today.
Yes, tell me all about it.
So we were thinking, okay, it is Halloween week.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And we wanted to do something in the spirit of Halloween without having to play Halloween music.
Because there's really no good Halloween music.
Exactly. And so we were like, wait, that's an arguable question.
Okay, that's
Monster Mash. Okay. But we decided, what gives you the heebie-jeebies, like a good conspiracy theory? So, this show, we are going to be playing artists, like only artists, that have been caught up in conspiracy theories.
I love it.
Your good old Illuminati. Your good old Machiavelli.
Right.
It's very exciting.
It is. It's great.
Yeah. It's going to be very cool.
So, what did we just play and what conspiracy theory are they caught up in?
Okay, so that was Beyonce and Jay-Z. So, that was a 2-in-1.
Ooh.
And both of them have been accused of being in the Illuminati.
Tell us about the Illuminati, Mimi.
The Illuminati is, like, really creepy. So, not really. But, so, it's basically, it's like a name that they use for this, like, secret society.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they think they rule the world is my idea of what they are.
Uh-huh.
And if you've ever seen, like, the pyramid on, like, a dollar bill,
uh-huh.
that's basically them.
That's the Illuminati?
That is the Illuminati, ruling America
off
the back of a dollar bill.
Uh-huh.
Not really. This is false fake news, guys.
Or is it? Conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy theories. But there's a lot of artists that are, like, supposedly in the Illuminati, including, like, David Bowie, AC/DC, Beyonce, Jay-Z.
I feel like it's just anyone that's, like, really famous.
Yeah. Paris Hilton made it in there for
some reason.
Have
you seen, like, how... Do you know how some people think, like, everyone in the Illuminati has clones that they send out? Have you heard that?
I have not heard that.
Okay, so there's basically, like, the... gist of the conspiracy theory is that, like, these people are too, like, famous and powerful to, like, you know, do things by themselves. Sometimes they send out clones. And there's this one video of Beyonce. She's at, like, a basketball game. And she just, keeps, like, twitching her head back and forth. Like, for, like, minutes, you know?
That's terrifying.
And some people have, like, uploaded the video. And, like, it's, like, the title of the video is, like, Proof Beyonce is a Clone.
Oh my gosh.
It's like Beyonce's clone glitches.
Oh my goodness. That's amazing. Well, there's always that like extra Beyonce conspiracy theory that she was never pregnant. Did you read that?
No.
Yes. People think Beyonce was never pregnant and that her sister,
Solange,
was pregnant. Let me see if I can find this somewhere so I can give you like actually.
What would be the purpose of that?
To be honest, I don't know. So let me...
See, that's like my thing with conspiracy theories is you need a purpose. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like I was having this argument with someone yesterday because like my favorite conspiracy... I mean, we can save this discussion for later, but my favorite conspiracy theory is we didn't go to the moon.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just... It's really fun and it really gets people going when you say that to them. They're just like... filled with rage instantly. They're just like, we obviously went to the moon, Gracie. But we could have gone to the moon. It's a distinct possibility. But like you can like reason that one out. You can say like, well, it would make sense that we didn't go to the moon because then like we could have saved a lot of money and like we could have used it as like propaganda against like the Soviets and the Cold War. You know, like there's like reasons that we would have done it. And like somebody was arguing, they're like, what's the difference between that and Pizzagate? And I was like, what do you mean? Like there's Pizzagate doesn't make sense because there's no like reasonable explanation for why it would have happened, you know?
Of course. I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
All valid points.
So like I think like you could say like, okay, it totally makes sense that like Beyonce could be, well, I mean again, like it makes sense like in a pejorative sense, but like you could like you could reason out like why Beyonce would be in the Illuminati, but like why would she like not
fake
be pregnant?
Pregnancy.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Agreed. Completely agreed. Yeah. There's far too many pictures of her being pregnant.
Yeah, and it's just like, why would
she? Well, that is like a piece of evidence that they have. They're like, she let herself like get the pictures taken of her far too often.
Uh-huh.
While being pregnant. And I was like, that's normal. You're like, pregnant. You're be
like,
proud.
She just like walked around on the street while being pregnant. And
yeah. I was like, I feel like this is like semi-sexist.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Okay. So next artist that we're playing is Stevie Wonder. Sign, Still, Delivered. Here we go.
Time I went and said
Numbers to think about, a PSA. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Back to music.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly goons from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
All right.
So what did we play, Mimi?
So we
and
played,
what were their conspiracy theories?
Okay, so we just played Stevie Wonder, Signed, Sealed, and Delivered. And the fun conspiracy theory behind Stevie Wonder was that he was never blind.
That would be wild.
It would be wild. And the evidence behind this is pretty slim. Like,
well, it's that he can play music, which is impressive when you're blind.
Well, did you see, like, there's a picture of him taking a picture of somebody with a camera. Uh-huh. And he's, like, looking through the finder on uh-huh. the camera, and people are, like, freaking out because uh-huh. they're, like, he has to be able to see. And then one time on stage, his mic stand dropped, and he caught it,
uh-huh.
which is pretty incredible if
that
you're
is incredible.
Blind.
But it's also, like, I mean, you can, like, have, like, a pretty good sense of where you are if you're blind based off, like, acoustics. And, I mean, if all he's doing is music, then, like, that's a lot of acoustics.
Completely. So are you, what are you... believable to completely unbelievable,
like 0 to 10?
Yeah. 10 being very believable.
10 being very believable. I'm gonna give it a 2.5.
I probably like a 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we did also play Michael Jackson just now, and he is one of the first in a series we're going to play of people who are believed to have faked their death. And what do you think about the Michael Jackson theory?
Okay, so can I spoil the who we have coming up?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have Michael Jackson, Tupac, Elvis, and Jim Morrison, right?
Mm-hmm, correct.
And out of those people, I think it's the most likely that Elvis faked his death.
Okay.
Because, like, I could see, like, you know, like, the stress of fame was really getting to him. You know, he had gained a lot of weight. He was, like, really addicted to narcotics towards the end. Like, I could see him, like, you know, like, being like, you know what? I had a really good life. Gonna go out on top. Like, this was, you know, like, maybe he had some experience, needed a wake-up call. It's like, I'm gonna move to Mexico. Because, like, and I think there's, like, a lot more evidence for the fact that, like, you know, I mean, evidence, like, obviously with, like, 10 scare quotes around it. But, like, I think there's a lot more, like, even circumstantial evidence that he faked his death. Like, right after he died, the hotel he was staying in, the name that he uses, like, to check into hotels, like, booked a flight to, I don't remember where, I think some, like, Latin American country. And, like, a lot of people have, like, seen him, and, like, his wife, like, a few years ago said, oh, something Elvis said, a little bit ago, you know, like implying that he was still alive. You know, I think there's circumstantial evidence there.
Okay.
And I think that, like, the motive makes sense. Where, like, Michael Jackson was about to go on a, like, a tour. You know what I mean? He had, like, a tour planned.
Mm-hmm.
And then he died. So I just don't think, like, that makes sense.
Okay. I could see that. I could definitely see that. I think, to be honest,
mm-hmm.
I think the Tupac theory has quite a bit of evidence.
I don't know that much about it. Tell me.
It's a loaded story. So I might have to do some research while we play our next song.
And then should we come back to it?
Yes, I completely agree. So we'll be playing Suspicious Minds by Elvis.
And which is fitting.
Very fitting. Okay. All right, we'll be right back.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you do?
Suspicious minds. Street Science, you're on the air. What do you feel when you hear a record like Tupac's new one?
I love Tupac's new record.
Right, but don't you feel like that creates tension between East and West? He's talking about killing people. I had sex with your wife, and not in those words. But he's talking about, I want to see you deceased.
No doubt. To live and die in L.A., California.
What you say about Los Angeles?
Still the only place for me that never rains in the sun.
To live and die in L.A., where every day we try to fatten our pockets. Us against hustle for the cash, so it's hard to knock it. Everybody got their own thing coming, see chasing worldwide through the hard times, worrying faces. Shed tears as we bury, clinging close to heart. What was a friend, now a ghost in the dark. Cold part about it, and got smoked by a fiend. Trying to floss on him, blind to a broken man's dream. A hard lesson, court cases keep him guessing. Plea bargain ain't an option now, so I'm stressing. Cost me more to be free than a life in the pen. Making money off of cuss words, writing again. Learn how to think ahead, so I fight with my pen. Late night, down sunset, like in the sin. What's the worst they can do to a nigga? Got me lost in hell to live and die in L.A. on bail, my angels. Central L.A., can't get no stranger. Full of drama like a soap opera. On the curb watching the ghetto bird helicopters. I observed so many niggas getting three strikes, tossed from jail. Swear to pin right across from hell. I can't cry, cause it's home now. I'm just a fucking on his own now. Living life thug style, so I can't smile right into my peoples when they ask for pictures. Thinking Cali just fun and this is different. Better learn about the dress code, B's and C's. All the mothers taking the copycats, these is G's. I love Cali like I love women. Cause everyone in L.A. got a little bit of thug in them. We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We'll burn this shit down, get us pissed. To live and die in L.A.
Die in L.A. It's the place to be.
Let my angels sing.
Black love, brown pride in the sets again. Pete Wilson trying to see us all broke. I'm on some wool, it's your out for everything they owe. Remember K-Day, Weekends, Crenshaw, MLK. Automatics rang free, who's taking lost their weight. Gang signs being shown, looking love your hood. But recognize that it's all good. Where do we at? Getting churned out. Snoop Dogg in this motherfucker, permed out. M.O.B. Big Shug in the Lolo. Bounce and turn, dog pound in the Lex with an ounce to burn. Got them Watson singing with me, OMCB. They got some ass, took a stash, left the rest for me. Neck bone, tray, hair, Ron, bunchy too. Big Rock got not, but this one's for you. I hit the studio and drop a Drew, open it pack. Get high, watching time fly to live and die in L.A.
For 92.3, 106, all the radio stations that be bumping my ish, making my ass shame. Quadruple, quadruple platinum. Let's go out to all the magazines that support them. All the real motherfuckers, you know. All the stores, the mom and pop spots, A&R people, all y'all motherfuckers. LA, California love part, motherfucker, without gay ass drink.
Okay, so I think Tupac's alive now.
Completely, yes. And do you want to tell us a little bit more of the evidence, or do you want me to go through some of it? We can share.
You start. I'll add.
Okay, so there's a lot.
There's a lot
of evidence confirming
confirming
that Tupac is alive and probably living in Cuba.
Yeah.
So basically, there's a lot, but here's how his death supposedly happened.
Right.
So that way people have like some context. So just past 11 on September 7th, 1996, Tupac and Knight were sitting at like a red light when a white Cadillac supposedly rolled up to the passenger side and opened fire. Tupac, whose career had, you know, been doing pretty well since getting out of prison the year before, was hit 4 times and one bullet critically punctured his lung. And so Knight, for the most part, was unharmed. And so a week later, on September 13, he died from internal bleeding. And so that's kind of the whole supposed story.
Right.
Now,
but nobody saw him in the hospital except his mother.
Exactly.
Nobody saw him dead, and there's never a funeral.
And 14 shots were supposedly fired when this happened. Knight is a pretty big guy. Like, he's like 6'4".
He's a big dude.
Like, 260 pounds. And he was not hit once. Tupac was hit 4 times. That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense at all.
Okay, and then here's another thing. There is a picture of Tupac and Suge Knight in their car, and the timestamp, because you know it's the 90s, so there's like a time date stamp. And first of all, the time date stamp is the day after the shooting apparently happened. And there are no keys in the ignition in the photo. And they're literally, and Suge Knight literally looks like he's like trying to drive without. So it's just like a little bit creepy. Like things are a little off. And so there's a couple different other questions. Like, the streets of Las Vegas are typically very packed. And this was right after the Mike Tyson-Bruce Seldon fight. So, like, the streets of the Strip should have been very filled. And people should have seen this white Cadillac.
Right.
But no one saw it.
No eyewitnesses?
No eyewitnesses. And Tupac was reportedly cremated. But the man who cremated him retired after doing so. He has not been seen since. Which is pretty suspicious.
That's suspicious.
Super suspicious. Okay. And since Tupac's death, 7 albums have been released under his name.
Really?
Yep.
It's a lot of albums.
It's a lot of hours. Okay. So here's where it gets a little bit weird. But, you know, I just like this, so I'm going to read it. So, is Tupac really dead? So, Tupac was really interested in numerology. Particularly the number 7 and its significance. So in one of his movies, whenever an L appeared, its number was shown, or it was shown as the number 7. So his final album was called The 7-Day Theory, which is exactly what we just listened to. And his death was exactly 7 months after the release of All Eyes on Me, the last Humus album he made. He died at the age of 25, which is 2 plus 5, after surviving 7 days in the hospital, and his death was at 4:03, 4 plus 3. As for returning in 2014, he will be 43 years old, 18, 8 minus 1 years after his death, and 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 4 equals 7. But he didn't return in 2014, so I'm not sure if that's like a really important fact. Tupac was a fan of Machiavelli, which his last album, The Don Killuminati, was released under the name Machiavelli. So what's interesting about Machiavelli is that you can rearrange it to Mac Alive, which is, you know, interesting. Yeah. And the album sleeve even said Exit Tupac. That's crazy. And some even say Machiavelli faked his death at 25 and returned at 43. So this like is not like a proven thing, but Tupac could have believed it. And he was a big fan of Machiavelli. So who knows?
Who knows?
All very valid arguments, I would
say.
And
I think, and again, and to speak to motive, some people were saying that that Suge Knight wanted him dead because he was going to leave the Death Row Records, you know, so he faked his death. Also, some people, like his aunt was really like a big part, or a big supporter of the Black Panthers movement. And she was caught up in like a highly contested murder trial and actually like ended up moving to Cuba. So it could have been that the FBI also wanted him dead. But like it would make sense that he's going to Cuba because he's living with his aunt, you know? I think there's a lot behind this one.
There's a lot behind this one.
I don't know. Plus, it's kind of sad. Like, it's sad to think that he was killed in a drive-by. So I think it's nice to think he wasn't. You know what I mean?
Completely. Okay, so coming up next, we also have two more people. Well, one more person that was supposedly faked his own death, which is Jim Morrison.
Uh-huh. And then we have the opposite of that.
Okay.
Which is they faked them being alive.
Exactly.
So we'll play the Beatles after that and talk a little bit about Paul.
All right, here we go.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
Did you accidentally...
We'll be right back.
Okay, so let's talk about Paul.
Let's talk about Paul.
So this is one of, you know, my first conspiracy theories. Someone told this to me in, I want to say, the fifth grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, so you and this one go way back.
I have been thinking, I've been ruminating on this one for a while.
Okay. And tell me what you've thought. Well, tell us first of the theory.
Okay, so the gist, Paul McCartney died at the prime of the Beatles. You know, like... Mm-hmm. Like, we're talking pre-Abbey Road Beatles.
Yes.
And they knew that if they released the fact that Paul McCartney died, then, like, everything would just, you know, fall apart, okay. Right? So, instead, they hire a lookalike to play Paul McCartney.
Interesting.
And they just, you know, continue on with someone else.
Hmm. Very interesting.
It's an interesting theory. I think...
And do they think this Paul McCartney lookalike is still this Paul McCartney?
Okay, so there's... Okay, now there's, like, you can take it to different lengths.
Okay.
There's some people who think maybe he didn't die, but he wanted, like, a break or something, and rather than, you know, taking the break, like, they just hired someone else for, like, 2 years. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then now Paul McCartney's the same Paul McCartney. Or you can take it to this new Paul McCartney is, like, Paul McCartney died, and this, like, the Paul McCartney now is the new Paul McCartney. So it's, like, there's different variations of this fun story.
Very fun.
So why do people think this? There's, like, a few things that I think are pretty circumstantial. Like, on the Abbey Road album cover, he's the only one with bare feet, which is meant to, like, signify that he's different. Dead, maybe. But
perhaps.
Perhaps.
Who dead. Doesn't wear shoes in public? Dead people.
Right, I've heard that.
Yes.
There's, like, at the end of... No, I can't remember which song it is. I think it's... I don't remember, but there's at the end of one song, Strawberry Fields Forever, you can kind of hear someone in the back say, I killed Paul. And I chose Walrus, I'm the Walrus, because there's a conspiracy theory that if you play it backwards, it, like, there's a voice that clearly says, like, Paul is dead. So there's some fun facts there.
Those are some pretty fun facts.
What do you think? Do you believe it?
On a scale, 1 to completely believable.
Uh-huh.
I would say I'd give that one a 5.
You'd give it a 5?
That's pretty high, huh?
That is pretty high. I think I would believe it a lot more if Paul McCartney wasn't, like, so
active.
Famous. Yeah.
Yeah, like, he's still doing a ton of stuff. I think, okay, maybe a low 4.
A low four. Like, I believe, like, I think it's a lot easier to say that he, like, was away for a period of time and came back. And now,
I think,
like,
that's a great theory.
Like, I think that one makes a lot more sense because...
But the idea that, like, there are, like, weird things going on with saying, like, Paul is dead and things like that, that's kind of interesting. So, just for the sake of time, we might have to skip our next... singer who also has a theory like this, which is Avril Lavigne. Are you dying to play her?
No, we don't need to listen to this.
We don't need to listen to her. But the idea is Avril Lavigne did a very similar thing, died at the peak of her career, was replaced by a lookalike. If you look, go online, folks, and go look at her pictures of post, I think it's like 2001 or something. She, her facial structure changes a little bit. I personally think maybe it's just the picture. Maybe she got plastic surgery.
I think it's plastic surgery.
But people are convinced. So, anyway, after her, we were going to play Lou Reed, Walk on the Wild Side.
And that's this one we don't need to go into that much, but the gist of it is that Lady Gaga killed David Bowie. It doesn't make a lot of sense. I'd give it a 0.5 on believability. So.
All right, here we go.
But a great song.
All right.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. She was everybody's darling, but she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go doo 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 doo. Once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doot doo 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 doo.
Was laying down some rock and roll. Not a soul he said. little loud sound, it seemed to fade. Came back like a slow voice on a wave of fade. That weren't no DJ, that was hazy cosmic jazz.
There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks
dancing in my store. Says it was poison, so I guess I'll go home into the arms of the girl that I love, the only love I haven't screwed up. She's so hard to please, but she's a forest fire. I do my best to meet her demands, play a romance, we slow dance in the living room, but all that a stranger would see is one girl swaying alone, stroking the cheek. They say you're a little much for me. You're a liability. You're a little much for me. So they pull back, make other plans.